Blog Talk Radio.
Is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. For those of you that's tuned in by internet, you can call in and you can interact if you choose to. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, you can participate with the those that are online. Again, we do thank you. We are before we move over into move into New York, we'd like to for you to keep in prayer Pastor Paul Robinson from out of Tennessee, Minister Bill Robinson from out of Atlanta, Sister Danette Dickerson from out of Mobile. If you could just keep them up in prayer, we do appreciate that. Amen. We are the body of Christ, and we come together in unity and in spirit to pray for one another. Now we're going to move on into move on over to New York, where Pastor Dawn Mixon has a mighty message for us, and I'm going to move on out of the way and allow her to just come in and do as God has placed on her heart. And we're looking forward to hearing what God has placed on her heart as she comes with the topic. It's not hard for God, it's just hard for you. Amen. 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 Pastor Pastor Mixon, are you there?
Yes, sir. God bless you, Elder Clark.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to move on out of the way, and so you can go ahead and just anoint us with the word.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. I pray that everybody that is coming on the line, if you are on the line, please, please call somebody. Let them know that Pastor Mixon is on the line all the way out of here in Long Island, New York. We're excited about what God has to say. I pray that everyone had a blessed Holy Week on last week. As we know, there were much things that were going on last week, and we pray that there are those who acknowledge the fact, and there are those who only acknowledge the fact that God is in existence maybe once or twice a year, but the very fact that you acknowledge the fact that God is in existence is a blessing and a step towards the right direction. And one thing we do realize is that we may not have everything together, but just knowing God is put us in the right path. I don't want to keep us too long tonight, but I want to share, and we're going to take this a kind of different way than maybe what was expected from the title. We see it one way, and then we look at the particular text, and we'll see where God is really, really taking us to. I would like to open up in prayer on tonight. Our Father and our God, we thank you. We thank you for your many, many blessings towards us. God, we don't take for granted the goodness and your mercy towards us. God, you have been kind to us more than we deserve, and you have blessed us in so many ways. And so we're coming back to tell you thank you. We thank God for the opportunity to share a word with the people of God who are here listening, for we know by faith it is by faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And we pray, oh God, as we listen today, that we would hear the word and that it will ignite our faith, not only ignite our faith, but cause our faith to grow. And I pray, oh God, that you will bless those who are the host of this program, and that God, what they have set out to do according to your will and way that you have blessed them and have commissioned them to do, as this is their assignment, we pray, oh God, that you will give them many, many blessings because of it, and many souls will become into the kingdom of God because of it. All right, we're going to read Jeremiah, the 32nd chapter. I'm going to pull out this particular verse out of the 32nd chapter. We're going to read verse 27, but we're going to somewhat deal with the chapter itself. And it reads, Jeremiah 32:27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? I'm going to read that again. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And anybody has any understanding of who God really is, the answer would be there is nothing that is too hard for God. So when I look at this particular text, I look at this text and I see really the frustration of God against Israel and Judah because of their wickedness and their disobedience towards him. God makes it very clear to Jeremiah that he would destroy the city of Jerusalem where they were, not because of what their enemy had done, but because of the what they have done to themselves. Here again, Israel and Judah has made things very hard for themselves because of their actions towards God. I want us to understand, God will not only make it, there's nothing too hard for God to do. And when we think about nothing too hard for God to do, we often talk about how hard, how it's not too hard for God to bring us out. But it's not that hard to bring, for God to bring you in either. And a lot of times the reason why things are so difficult and so hard for us is not because God doesn't want the best for us, but a lot of times things are difficult and hard for us is because we are walking in disobedience. Here we'll find that God has already established that there is a promised land that he has given to his children, a land that is flowing with milk and honey, everything they need. And the thing is, it's not hard for God to bless his people, but sometimes it's very hard for us as the people of God to be obedient to the will and the way of God. When we recognize, I think sometimes because we get so comfortable with what God has blessed us with, we take for granted. We take for granted the things of God, not only the things of God, but we take God for granted. And there are many of us, when I look at our own country that we live in America, we take things for granted. We take the very food on our table for granted. We take the air that we breathe for granted. We take the liberty that we have and the freedom that we have to worship where we choose to worship. And even though we may find something difficult, there are those we don't really realize how good we have it until we look at somebody else's back door and realize that God has made things well for us. And because he's made things well for us, it is not a hard thing for God to bless us. But sometimes things are difficult, not because of God, but things are difficult before because of us. And so that's why I chose the text on tonight. It's not hard for God. It's just hard for you. And the only reason why it's hard for you is because God wants to bless you. There's a saying that we say from out of Deuteronomy in our church. God wants to bless you in your bless you in the field. He wants to bless you when you're coming in, you're coming out. He wants to bless you wherever you go. But the thing is that sometimes we don't know how to understand that there is a will and a way. And the problem is that we continually to walk in our flesh. We have to understand that our flesh must die daily. We must crucify our flesh. And in order for us to make things easy for ourselves, we have to walk according to the will of God. Let me tell you something. If you don't walk according to the will of God, then you're going to walk according to the will of the enemy. And why do I say that? Because whenever we allow our flesh to override what our godly knowledge is, we know to do right but choose to do wrong, it's not that God is making it hard for us, but we're making it hard for ourselves. Because all we have to do is walk according to his will and be obedient to the word of God. I remember growing up, and some of you who may be on the line tonight can attest to this same thing. It wasn't difficult living in your household as long as you followed the rules and regulation of the house. When you followed the rules and regulations of the house, there were certain things that were just not going to happen in my mother and father's house. And whenever we were caught doing something we should not do that went against the rules and regulations of the house, then there was some precautions that that mom and dad would take. There would be punishments that we would have to go through. And here in this particular text, we see God is putting Israel on punishment, and he says to them, he says to Jeremiah in this text is in the prison of the king Zedekiah of Judah, because they didn't want to hear the prophetical word from Jeremiah of what God had to say. Let me tell you something. When God is speaking into your life, Let me tell you, hear the word of the Lord, because what happens is if you walk according to the word of God, it makes it easier for your footsteps to go into the promise of God for your life. But you can't get to promise if you're in walking in the footsteps of disobedience. And so it's difficult for us sometimes to walk in the things of God because we want what our flesh wants. We want to do what we want to do. And oftentimes when we have the mindset, as I say oftentimes, of the generation today, and I can't even just say it's the generation of today, but people who have adopted the generations of today, I want to do me. Well, there's a big problem with doing you. Doing you is oftentimes doing the things that are not according to the will of God. And so when we get to an understanding as people of God, how to make things easier for ourselves, how do I make it easier for myself, Pastor Dawn? I make it easier for myself when I listen to the voice of God and hear what he has to say. Well, when I look at this particular text, God lets Jeremiah know that he is going to allow Israel's enemy to overtake them because they have idol worship. They've turned their backs against God. And can I tell you, even in this day and time, there are many who have turned their backs against God. Why would you turn your back against the only one that can help you? Why would we turn our back against the only one who can make us have things, cause things to survive? That's why God says, listen, I am the God of all flesh. And even if we look back into, I believe it's verse 17 of Jeremiah 32, Jeremiah says, our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Here Jeremiah is pleading with God, God, I know they have been disobedient. God, I know they haven't done right. But God, let me tell you something. I know we know God as what we consider saying God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. But there is another side of God that a lot of times we don't want to deal with.
Yes.
There's another side of God that we don't want to talk about. We want all the blessings of God, but we don't want to get reprimanded from God. One thing I realize is that whoever God loves, he chastens. He makes sure that if you are going to be in his will and his way and you have been called, set aside, pulled out from amongst the world, he wants to make sure that you're going in the right path. And so sometimes things are not going to be easy for the chosen. And when it's not easy for the chosen, that's why I love good parents, because good parents don't just let you go ahead and go astray. They allow you, they let you see you're wrong. And a lot of times you got to be on punishment. There's some things that you're going to have to encounter. You're not going to get away with everything. Good parents don't just let you get away with everything in your life. There's some things, because we'll never learn. We'll never be able to step over into the blessings of God or the blessings or even grow up in life if we think that everything is supposed to fall into our hands and we have to pay no price for it. And so what we have to understand in this text is that Israel is going back and forth. If you look at the history of Israel, you'll find that they have come in and out of trouble with God. In and out of trouble with God. But God's love for Israel is so amazing. It's so amazing. Can I tell you, you can frustrate God. I don't care how saved you are, how wonderful you may think you are. You can frustrate God. And what happens is when we get to a place where we walk in disobedience and turn away from God, we frustrate God and we make things harder for us. And what we do is we delay our process for our promise. I'm going to say that again. We delay our process for our promise. So it's not hard for God. It is hard for us. It is hard for us to understand that we cannot continue to do things the way we want to do them and think that God is just going to let it pass. But there's some things that we're going to have to pay for, people of God. There's some things that we're going to have to do and recognize that if it had not been for God, who has protected us, know this. We have the mercy of God on our side. Think about
yes.
some of the things that you may have gone through and the things that you may have done in your life that deserve death. but God gave mercy. The things that you should have been taken out for, but God said, my mercy endures forever. And not only does his mercy endure forever, but God says he gives us new mercy every morning. A brand new mercy you see every morning because God says, listen, I love you so much that I could take you out as if you were one body. Can you imagine God taking not just your country, but taking the whole world out as if we were one body? But he loves us so much. If you even look at the bottom of the text, if you get further down into the end of the text, God is even going to get to a place where you see the love of God. You can see the wrath of God, but you'll see the love of God as well. He talks about how he is going to give them back their land and how he's going to make them plentiful and how he's going to make them prosperous. Can I tell you that God will make you the blessing and not the curse? But sometimes we put ourselves in a cursed situation because we are in disobedience. Somebody said, well, how, Pastor, can I be cursed? How can I put myself in a cursed position by disobeying God? Let's talk about, and I know somebody ain't going to like me on this line, but we cannot alter or change the word of God just to fit everybody's idea of how things go. But I've come to believe and understand that as tithe payers, let me hear y'all clearly, as tithe payers, somebody says, well, I don't believe in tithe because it's Old Testament. Let me tell you something about when you pay your tithe, when you bless the things of God, there is nothing wrong with blessing the things of God because the things of God that you bless, God will bless you for. God said, I want 10% of what you have received. Now, there is debates whether should that be off your gross or your net. It's your first fruit. It's your first fruit. It's your gross. And so a lot of times people say, well, I don't understand why my blessings are being held up. It seems like I'm living from paycheck to paycheck. But as a tithe payer, I can tell you as a witness of God, because I walk in the obedience of God and give my tithes and my offering. When I give tithes and offering, what happens is that where I fall short, God somehow turns around and makes up for what I don't have. Because the truth is, when I look at my paycheck and I look at what I put out, there's no possible way that I should be able to survive off of my financial benefits from the resources that I get from my job. So I have to ask myself the question, God, how have I been able to sustain, take care of the things that I need to take care of and still live and then every now and then do something for me or do something to help somebody else that was not in my budget? I'm able to do that because I walk according to the obedience of God. When we don't walk according to the obedience of God, it makes it hard for us. So I'm just challenging everyone that is on this line. Somebody said, well, Pastor, I paid my tithes for 2 weeks. I paid my tithes for 1 month. Let me tell you something, and you will get the residuals of that, but when you are consistent, one thing I realized that whenever we're consistent in anything in life, it has to take full effect. And see, the problem is we want things so quick. We want things right away. We want God, if we start a thing today, we expect God to finish it tomorrow and its completion. And that's not too hard for God to do. Let me get that clear. It's not too hard for God to do. But sometimes God wants to see what you're going to do. Are you going to walk into his will and his way? Are you going to walk according to his word? Or are you going to do what you feel that you're capable of doing only for a span of time to get what you want? It is very important that you understand the relationship that God has with man. And it's also important that you have a relationship with God. A lot of times we put the label of Christendom or we put the label as I am a Christian. Well, I've come to an understanding that a lot of people say that they are Christian. They hold the title of Christian but don't have a relationship. They don't hold the title of a relationship with God. It's one thing to be a Christian and it's one thing to be a child of God. And there's another thing to have relationship with God. Somebody said, well, what's the difference between a Christian and one who has relationship with God? One who is a Christian may just hold the title but do not do the functions of what a Christian should do. hear me clearly. There are many people who are members of churches, but they do not follow the order of the membership of what you're supposed to do. One thing I understand is like I have AAA. I have a AAA card. And in my AAA card, only lasts for a season. And I have a certain amount of months that my AAA will cover me. And if I don't pour back into my AAA card, then it no longer offers me the benefits. Oh, that's so good. It no longer offers me the benefits that they have because I have not poured into what they have required as a member. And so what I'm saying to you on today, things are hard for you because we're losing out on benefits from God because God says, I want to bless you. You're coming in and you're going out. But God is also wanting to see the seed that you sow into the kingdom of God. See, what you must understand is that every seed that you sow in the kingdom of God, it helps benefit the kingdom. Okay? It helps benefit the kingdom. Not only does it help benefit the kingdom, but because you are a part of the kingdom, it helps benefit you. Any plan that you have, if you are not an active member, it's very important that you understand the difference between an active member and a non-active member. Members who are active are capable of grabbing the benefits of everything that that has to offer. Non-active members, what happens, I work for a dentist's office, and in the dentist's office, in order for me to have different patients or different clients that come in, I have to first find out if they're eligible to receive certain procedures that take place that they may need. And then when I check and I find out that they're no longer active or no longer eligible, we cannot go on with the process of the procedure. But can I tell you, God is a God that is so awesome. He will give you opportunity to step back into the plan anytime because his arms are open wide. As Jeremiah said, you are the creator of all the earth. You've created all things, and your arms are stretched out wide in the earth. And so your creator wants to bless you. It is nothing too hard for God. I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And I come to let people know today, the only reason why things are hard for us is because, not because of God, it is because of us. And so God God wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to be in good health, even as your soul shall prosper. And so I want us to understand today that it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be difficult. But what it can be is the blessings of God over your life. Listen, we can go from story to story in the Bible where we see things were difficult or things were delayed. When we look at Abraham and Sarah, God spoke a word to Abraham according to his will for him to be able to have a seed of his own through his wife Sarai. Sarai hears what the angel of the Lord speaks to Abram, and when she hears it, it sounds like a hard thing for her, so she laughs within herself. And when she laughs within herself, the angel of the Lord recognized the laugh and heard the laugh and says, why do you laugh? And she says, I didn't laugh. But come to find out, she did laugh, because within herself, she's looking at her situation, and she's looking at what the promise is, and the promise and the situation don't look like they add up. I come to let somebody know on this line tonight, you could be looking at your situation and you could be looking at your promise. You're looking at your age and you're looking at where you are. And you said, I really have to laugh at that situation because that looks very difficult. It seems impossible. I'm in my 70s. I'm in my 80s. And I've been promised this back in my 30s. Yet and still, I have not seen the manifestation of what God has. I come to let you know it does not matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter your age, because God is a God whose time is different from us. God does not work in our time frame. And so because God does not work in our time frame, if we get on the time frame of God, we'll understand it doesn't matter if we're 80 or 180, God will work whatever he's going to work out. And whatever he promises you, God is going to sustain you until his promise is fulfilled for those who walk in the obedience of God. Now notice this, in this particular text, that those that did not walk in the obedience of God, God sent his enemies out to overtake them. He said, we're going to burn up the cities. It wasn't the enemy that gave them over. It was God that gave them over to the enemy. And the one thing you don't want to do is to fall in the hands of an angry God. Why? Because God says, it's up to you. It is up to you, people of God. It's up to you how you want life to go. You want to make it easy or you want to make it hard. Somebody says, well, Pastor, I can't see what's about to take place, and I'm not really sure of what God is getting ready to do. The problem with some of us, in not just in Christendom, but as a people, we have to be in control. We have control issues. It's just like certain people who may be like myself. You know, I'm more comfortable driving than being driven. Why? Because I'm a side seat driver. You know, I push on the brakes, I step on the brakes that do not exist because I want to be in control of the car because I know what I will do. And I'm more confident in my driving skills than others. And there are those who may say, well, I'm more confident in my driving skills than others. And so we have an issue, a control issue. But if you let Jesus take the wheel, as they say, if you let God be in control over your life, if you let God go and show you where he's trying to take you to, see, because God has already mapped out the plan. He already has the GPS directions of where you're going to go, and you don't have an idea or a clue. It's just like the GPS. When you use your GPS, you don't know what scenery you're going to come into in contact with. You don't know if there's going to be an accident ahead. You don't know, and it may give you, some of the GPS may give you an idea of what may be ahead, but only God knows what is already going to take place in 2020 while we're sitting in 2017. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying let God take control of whatever he needs to take control over your life. And I know sometimes it's difficult because we're spiritually side-seat driving with God, and we want to make sure that we get to where we're supposed to go. But instead of allowing God take control, we are delaying our process. Number one, we're delaying our process because we don't know where we're going. And if you pay attention to people who don't know where they're going and they're in front of you, have you ever been driving and you have somebody who's in front of you who does not know the maybe the road structure, and they may have changed up the road plan, and they're in front of you, or you have somebody who's in front of you from another state. They have no clue where they're going because they don't know the area. They're not familiar with it, and it frustrates you. Oh, my God, that's good. It frustrates you because the people who are ahead of you don't know where they're going, and that's why God said, I don't want you to come and try to be ahead of me because you don't know where you're going, and that's where Israel is. Israel has frustrated God because they want to go ahead of God thinking that they know more than God when the truth of the matter is they don't know more than God, and as we as people of God, if we stay in relationship with God and know that God knows where he's going, always let God drive because he knows where he's going. And since he knows where he's going, it gives us the ability to understand that wherever he's taking us to, we have to be well with it. We have to be well with it. That's why the Bible lets us know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways. I have to acknowledge the fact that God, you know where I'm going to just sit back, as they say, and sit in the gangster lean, as they say. So what you need to do is chill on the side and make sure God does what he needs to do. So things that don't have to be hard for you. God says, I've got it. I've got the control. I know where I'm going. I know where I'm taking you to. If we can just trust God, trust and believe that where he's taking us is to the right path. And I guarantee you that when you allow God to trust God to take you in the direction that you need to go in, there's less tears that are going to be shed. There are less heartbreaks that you're going to have to go through. I'm not saying that you won't go through trials. I'm not saying that you won't go through tribulations, because those things are needed. Somebody said, well, why, Pastor, do we need trials and tribulations? Those things make us stronger. And there are times that we need to be stronger in God, because we cannot always get to a point in life where we continue to be weak. How are we going to fight the things of the enemy or fight the things that come against us if we don't go through a trial and a tribulation? Because that's what builds our muscle. That's what builds our spiritual muscle. That's what builds our spiritual insight, because we understand that God has blessed us to understand that if I can get over this hurdle, if I can get over this hard thing, that I know I can get over any other hard thing that comes in my life, because I realized that when I was going through my trial and tribulation, I trusted God in that trial. I trusted God in that tribulation, and he made it well for me. And so I want us to understand that God wants to make it well for you. Let me tell you, people of God, you are on the right side. You're going in the right direction. Stay in the will of God. How do I know the will of God? Get in the Word of God. The Word of God will tell you exactly where he wants you to go for you. Watch this. We can all read the Word of God, but all of us have different assignments in our life. Elder Clay and his wife, God has given them this assignment to do this talk blog radio, to reach out to souls that are not in their area, but they're reaching out to the world through this opportunity to do that. Then there are those who are on this line where you may be only to reach those who are in your local area. But whoever you're assigned to, let that assignment be fulfilled. I shared with them through Holy Week how I had the cry, "It is finished." And when I looked at the word "finished," it means to complete in detail. And so you have to realize that what God did is he completed his assignment to save our lives, even though he knew what he would have to face in life. Watch this. He knew that he would have to deal with the hardship of man. He would have to deal with the sin of man. He would have to take on the things that is not his fault, because he says, I love them enough. Here God is still loving us enough to say, I will rescue you, not only from the things of sin, but I'm going to rescue man from himself. And sometimes we need to be rescued not from other people, but we need to be rescued from our own deeds and our own things that we have done, the positions that we've put ourselves in. Those are things that we need to be rescued from. And God has a way of rescuing us that even when we're in our wrong, he turns around and turns it around for our good. I love God tonight. I love him so much because there are many situations that I've gone in, that I've put myself in, and God worked that thing out, and it ended up benefiting me when it should have hurt me. Does that mean I should continue to do wrong? No, we shouldn't do wrong on purpose, but we have to understand, if I do get myself stuck in a situation and I make things difficult and hard for me, when I endure hardship as a good soldier, he's going to make it well for me. So I'm going to give this opportunity. I got a lot of time left. I want to open up the lines. I want to talk to some of you on today, because there is no way possible that there are those who are under the sound of my voice who are not dealing with some type of hardship through the course of your life, from your beginnings to your now. And I want some people to get on the line tonight and just share some of the hardships that you may have gone through. You may not have to go into detail concerning it, because there are some things that we can't even speak about, but we know that God brought us out, because they are personal triumphs. Y'all hear me? Personal triumphs. And your personal triumphs that you go through are to encourage you to press on through the thick and the thin, to press on through all the things that you're going through. But if there's anybody that is on the line tonight, can share with us tonight how God is the God of all flesh, and how he is the creator of all things, and there is nothing that is too hard for him, even when we are the ones who put ourselves in a hard situation. Please open up your lines. Anyone tonight? Hallelujah. Amen.
All the lines are open. Lines are open. All the lines are open. All you have to do is just talk.
Amen. Those who are on the line, I'm going to continue to share with you on tonight because I want us to understand that things that we are facing in life are going to get difficult. They may get difficult because of what position, but do not turn your back on God. Please continue to be obedient to the things of God. Know that whatever things that you go through will not have to be difficult, will not have to be hard, but God will work it out for your good, and he's going to work it out so that God will make sure that you are blessed and highly favored. I'm going to read the end of that particular text because I don't want you to leave here thinking that God is a God of wrath only, because we know him as a God of blessings. We know him as a God who is good all the time, and all the time he is good. I just want to go into Jeremiah 32 and 37. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries, whither I have driven them in mine anger and in my fury and in great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. Y'all hear that? Safely, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, and I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever. And when it's talking about fear, it is not talking to be afraid of. It's not talking about being scared of. It is talking about reverence. So that they may reverence me forever for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. When we talk about covenant, we talk about relationship. Amen. We're talking about relationship. And so he's going to make an everlasting relationship with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them. So I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts that they shall not depart from me. Amen. And yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. For thus saith the Lord, like as I have brought all the great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. Oh my God, can you imagine? Can you imagine that? I think it was the song that says, I won't complain. It says, all my good days outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. See, a lot of times we look at the bad situations that happen in our lives, but when we have that one good thing that comes in our life, it overshadows all the bad. Right now my daughter is about to have a child any day, any day. And this is my third grandbaby. And when I think about the struggle and the pain and all the stuff that we go through as women in childbirth, as we travail in childbirth, oftentimes they say once that baby is born, you forget about the pain that you're in. And it has to be true, because there's so many of us who may have 4, 5, or 6 children, we had to forget about that pain. So for us to have more children. But that's where I say that the blessings of the Lord, that no matter what you go through in the hardship of your life, when God comes around and says to you, so I will bring upon them all the good that I have promised them, just as much as evil that he has allowed to come in their life because of their disobedience, when I make this covenant with this them this time, and what I'm going to do is place in them a fear or a reverence for me, and this time when I make this covenant with them, they're going to be my people, and I'm going to love them, and I'm going to have them and love them with my whole heart and my soul. Bible says, verse 43, and the fields shall be bought in this land. And wherefore ye say, it is desolate without man or beast. It is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Men shall buy fields for money and subscribe evidence and seal them and take witness in the land of Benjamin and in the place about Jerusalem and in the cities of Judah and in the cities of the mountains and in the cities of the valley and in the cities of the south. For I will cause their captivity to return, saith the Lord. Listen, I want us to understand that God wants to bless you greater. He wants to bless you greater than what you are going through. People of God, understand that what God has already designed for you is greater than what's been. And whatever has been greater than what's been, God knows that God is going to bless your coming out and bless your coming in. I want to encourage you tonight. I'm still going to open the line if anybody still wants to have something to say before we go into prayer, or if there's any prayer requests tonight. I did hear Elder Clay talk about a few people who are asking for prayer. I want us to come together as a body of believers. I want us to come together knowing that God is going to make it and work it out for your good. Know that whatever, because sometimes we get frustrated. We get frustrated in being a Christian. Nobody said this was an easy thing. But one thing I realized, it's a necessary thing for the lives of your people. You cannot make it in this life without God. You cannot make it without knowing God. Because even in that, when you don't have God on your side, you're making it hard for you. You're making it hard for you. And God said, I don't want you to have to go through hardship. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be prosperous. I want you to be in good health. And so if the lines are open, if there's any prayer requests tonight, if there's anything that you want to share tonight, please let us know. I'm lifting up my Uncle Leon in prayer tonight. I'm lifting up Mother Brenda and her family on tonight. Amen, whose sister has transitioned on this past week. And I just believe God. I believe God can take care of every heartbreak and everything that you may be going through in your life. If there's somebody on the line who wants prayer on tonight, when we close out tonight, we want to be able to pray for whatever you may be going through. Amen? Amen. Amen. The lines are open. Yeah. Lines are open. The lines are open. Amen. 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 So, Elder Clay, if it's all right, we're going to go into prayer. Is that all right with you?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. That is fine.
Amen.
Just as you reach it.
All right. Our Father and our God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for those who are on this line tonight. We pray, oh God, as we go forth from this day forward, we pray, oh God, that you would touch those who are under the sound of my voice, those who may be listening and receiving. Hallelujah. We pray, oh God, for all of those who have been brought forth, every prayer request that has come forth. We pray tonight, God, that you are God, and we recognize that there is nothing too hard for you to do. And because you are the God of all flesh and you are the creator of all things, God, you know exactly how we are designed. You know how our bodies are designed. And so, God, we ask that you would restore, oh God, everything that has been damaged in the bodies of your believers, of those who are going through sickness. I pray, oh God, tonight that your healing virtue will take place in their bodies, that it will astound the doctors, that where they needed surgery, all of a sudden they don't need surgery because you have restored them and have made them whole, not just healed, but you have made them whole. And I pray tonight, oh God, for all of those that Elder Clay has uplifted and that need prayer on tonight, I pray, oh God, you know the needs of each and every one. There may be hardship that they may be going through, but that trial, that tribulation is to make them stronger, that, God, when they come out of this, they'll come out with a testimony, and, God, that you will allow, hallelujah, the enemy to be horrified because of the testimonies that you're going to give to your people on tonight. I pray, oh God, tonight that, God, everything that we have set forth to do and all our destiny for everyone who is destined to walk into their promise, oh God, I pray, oh God, that they will allow you to take complete control over their lives. I pray, oh God, tonight that they will allow you to take control of every situation. And then when they allow you to take control and they give that yes, that full yes unto you, that, God, they will see the manifestation of your glory in their life, that they will see the promise of the Lord in their life. And I pray tonight that, God, everything that we set forth to do in this season and in this time, that you will cause them to see, God, that you have been in control all of this time. I know we are sometimes weary in well-doing, but, God, don't let us reap so that we will faint not. But I pray, oh God, that those who are struggling in their faith, for those who are weak in their faith, God, that you will cause an uprise to come up in them, that they'll see that you are God and God alone, and that you're going to make a way of escape for them as you have done in times past. You are the same God yesterday and today, even forevermore. You are the Alpha and the Omega, and everything in there is nothing too hard for you. And so, God, I say even now, even if in our disobedience we have turned against you, I pray, oh God, that you will turn the heart of your people, that they will see you, oh God, and that they will glorify your name, and that they won't make it hard for themselves, but, God, they will see that you are going to change their situation, and every time that they turn around, that the blessings of the Lord will overshadow them, and that, God, you're about to take them to a place in God that they know not of. And I pray, oh God, today, that they'll see your glory in the land of the living. And, God, I pray that the testimony shall come forth, that the next time Talk Blog Radio comes on, whether Pastor Dawn is on or whoever may be on, I pray that, God, you will allow them to speak and let them hear the testimonies of God that shall come forth through your people. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed, and we say amen and amen. Listen, I just want to share with you on tonight, for those who are listening, I believe in the power of prayer. I believe that God is about to make ways for you. It is your time. It is your season. God is about to restore everything that the cankerworm has stolen and everything that the enemy tried to take away from you. But I am going to be on the 26th. I am going to be in Buffalo, New York. If those who are on the line, if you're in the Buffalo area, please look me up on Facebook. We are going to put the flyer up. Amen. We are going to be in Buffalo, New York for our Mount Calvary, New York State District, Upstate District's convocation, and I will be there in the Buffalo area. I pray if you are on the line, if somebody you know is living in the Buffalo area and you're on the line, contact them. Let them know. Look up Dawn Mixon on Facebook, and we will put the flyer up so that you'll know where we're going to be, what time the service will be. Not only that, but one of our own ministers, Minister Jared Haynes, who is going to be preaching just the night before on the 25th of this month, that Tuesday, and then I will follow him on that Wednesday in the Buffalo area. Please, ma'am, please, sir, if you're in that area, please look us up. We will be there in Buffalo. God bless you. I pray that the Lord blesses each and every one who's on the sound, under the sound of my voice, and that you will know that things don't have to be as hard as you make them, but God is about to restore you and pull you out of your situation. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We do thank you. We do thank you. Are there any comments? Any comments for Pastor Mixon? Any comments? The lines are open. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I find that it's always hard to talk when you are feeding on good food, on the good word, and that was definitely a good word that was shared with us this evening. We pray for those that were listening on by internet, as well as those you online. There's so many that are online, and I understand that when you don't speak up, sometimes it's
You're afraid to speak up, and then also sometimes you're just feeding on the good word. I know that when I'm eating, sometimes it's kind of hard for me to talk, especially when the food is good. So we do thank you for that powerful word, for speaking into our lives. And I like what you were saying in terms of sometimes we need to just chill on the side and let God do what he's going to do. I like that. I like that. I like that. Because sometimes we try to take over ourselves and we try to handle things ourselves, and we get in the way. And often when we get in the way, then God can't do his thing. So that was definitely a word that really spoke to me this evening. Well, I do thank you. I do thank you. I do thank you. For those of you that are listening by internet, we'd like to invite you back next week. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Amen. We do invite you. And please, those of you that are online, do not hesitate to share what God has done in your life. We are the body of Christ. And one of the things that the body of Christ does is we, when there's a testimony, we let others know what God has done. And I know that many of you, God has worked in your life. He's done marvelous and miraculous things in your life, but we have to share it with one another. That's an encouragement that we need to do, is continually to share what God has done for each and one of us. So, again, we do thank you for tuning in. Pastor Nixon, we are going to ask you if you would like to just if you would like to close us out and pray. I know you prayed for those sick and afflicted, those who have some trials and tribulations, whatever they've gone through, that you've prayed over it, and we thank you for covering all of those that are in need of prayer. I know that I am always in need of prayer. That's every minute. Listen, let me tell you something. The enemy is rampant. The enemy is rampant, and we constantly have to continue to keep each other up in prayer. So we do thank you for that word. We thank you for that prayer. We're going to turn it over to close it out, Pastor Nixon, and again, we do thank you for the powerful word this evening.
Amen. I pray, oh God, today for each and every one as we leave this interactive Bible study. I pray, oh God, tonight that you will move by your power. I pray, oh God, that wherever someone may be, wherever they may have to go, or they have to travel on this week, I pray that you will bless them. You bless their coming out and their coming in. I pray, oh God, that whatever someone may be in need of, I pray, oh God, that you will give them the desires of their heart. I ask that you work it out for their good. I pray, oh God, tonight that the blessings of the Lord will overshadow your people. And for there are many who are going through the course of this. And I pray, oh God, hallelujah, as they go forth through their work week and what they may be going through even on this Sunday, God, that you will have a word for them that will ignite their spirit. God, that they will share it with someone else, that they will see that, God, you are going to work it out for them. And no matter what trial and tribulation we may have, it is going to work out for our good. I pray for each and every one that is on this line, that they will hold to your hand, your unchanging hand. They will build their hopes on things eternal, that, God, you are going to just do what you say you would do. You're a God who never fails. You're a God who give second chances, you give third chances, you give us chances over and over again as you've given unto Israel. And so, God, we are your children, and we thank you, God. I pray, oh God, that we will have the mindset to walk in obedience, that we will have the mindset to do right by you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that each and every one, that through the course of their life, that they will see your glory. And as we begin to mature spiritually, that, God, you will let us know exactly where you want us to be in this season and this time. And, God, we know you're able to do it. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Pastor Mitchell, we're praying for your grandbaby, your new coming grandbaby that's coming up. We're praying. I know that that you have blessed the word as much as you have spiritual that the word that you share with us each and every time. We're just praying that the child is going to come out and is going to be a powerful as yourself. So So we're praying on that.
Amen. Amen.
That he's spoken into that child. And we're also praying for Buffalo, New York, that the anointing is overwhelming there. We also pray for that as well. Again, we do thank everyone for tuning in, and everyone, God bless you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Every day is a new beginning. Good night, all.
I can look beyond.